This is the official pre-show, where I tell you that there's bad language on this program. It's not like the other shows on Heritage. So, proceed with caution.
That's right. Jack said it right. It is a different type of show. It's Gunwash. Gunwash News Time here at the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. It is 9:01 p.m. here in New York, and it rained earlier, but seems as though it's drying up, and actually it's quite nice outside.
I got rained on.
As did we all, but you look like you've maintained well, and I think we're ready to carry on with the show. Tonight on Gunwash is Theodora.
Hi.
Yo.
Very special new friend of ours.
Aww.
Which we plan to learn much about as the evening proceeds.
I'm really excited about
Me
it, guys.
Too. That's coming up next on Gunwash.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Well, listen, very, very nice night. I want to say, especially after such a humid day, it feels good to be in a cool place. Am I right or am I wrong, ladies and gentlemen?
Am I right?
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Our friend Theodora Karatsas is here. Did I say your name? I said your name right?
It was close.
Okay. Well, how would you say your name?
It's Karatsas. There was a lot of back and forth about it.
There was back and forth about your name?
Yeah. I think some family members of mine changed it a long time ago because of an incident with some bombs and some Turkish people.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good that you're no longer confused. Earlier in the show, I actually, because your name is interesting.
Thank you.
Theodora Karatsas.
In that way, it's a lot of syllables, and
right.
I think that's good.
Thanks.
But listen.
Yeah.
It's great to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I feel great.
Oh my
I feel
God.
Awesome.
I
it's
feel,
cooler.
Yeah, I feel
I
good
feel,
too.
I feel good too. You
this
know,
is like the least disgusting I felt all day.
And we were talking earlier. It's good to finally be in a place that's. Somewhat temperate. Actually, I always know, Theodora, that something interesting is going on in the sky when I get text messages from people saying, go look at the sky. Did we talk
Do
about
those?
This earlier?
I never get that.
Yeah, well, no, because apparently tonight is an
Blue moon?
The, yeah, is that
moon?
What it is?
Something about Aquarius?
The Aquarius moon, yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I don't believe that.
I don't know nothing about that.
Well, we were talking earlier that I guess, people are actually... looking at the sunset tonight. So if they
it was nice. I just did that on a roof.
So we missed it.
There was a moon too. There was sunset on one side. I turned around. There was like boom, moon.
Theodora and I were talking when we were here. You guys were gone. That when we were talking about the sunset, I thought of that James Taylor song, "Up on a Roof."
That was your first thought?
That's the first thing.
What's
I thought
your first
of.
Thought?
Yeah. What's your first thought
about chasing the sunset?
Yeah.
Is that like chasing the dragon?
Just like chasing it. It's so hard.
It's hard. Well, listen, we
My
have...
My phone
is
broken right now.
It's okay. Well, we got extra phones here. We're a sound place. Anyway, lots to talk about.
What's on deck?
Well, Theodora is here, of course, to talk about music, and I know Armando and I have some stories from the week, and
I like
there's...
music.
I'm still we all love shocked. It.
She's a pro, a music professional.
Yeah, she is. She's a music professional. She is an employee. She works with Warp. Records, which by the way, is home to artists that we all know, like Flying Lotus and Square Pusher and things of that nature. And I think we have some games coming up in the second segment regarding electronic music.
And I'm about to work for another awesome electronic label.
Which
really?
Label are you going to work for?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of leaving Warp, which is super sad because they're amazing. But I'm going to go work for Ninja Tune.
I thought she was going to say Fancy Restaurant Records.
Well,
I don't even know what that is.
You could be next. Well, let's. I want to learn about that. You said you're relocating, and we certainly will hear some stuff about that as we get into the show. Let's hear some music from Herbert Spliffington.
Spliffington, how you doing? How's he doing?
He looks like he's doing fine.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. He looks like he's doing well. He's not smiling or frowning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, we will be back in just a moment. Gunwash.com and 718-497-2128 for the live call-in here on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thank you.
Loud evil, yo shot down. Some boy know.
Right, boy.
Fourth generation. One voice. Niggas don't know.
Man or murderer, tell them no fuck around the gangsta town. One thing no sweet like damn cologne.
Loud evil, yo shot down. Some boy know.
Right, boy.
Fourth generation. One voice.
Hey.
Oh no.
Say, man a murderer, tell them no fuck round the gangsta town. One thing no sweet like damn cologne. Them come in and me place come fire wild shot. So the dance if it murder. No care enough. Matic plug in 45 change gear enough. Nine ball two, yai ball it fly two dear enough.
Loud evil, yo shot down. Some boy know. Generation, one voice. Niggas don't know.
Say, man a murderer, tell them no fuck round the gangsta town.
Hey, hey.
One thing no sweet like damn cologne. Them come in and me place come fire wild shot. So the dance if he murder them man no care enough. Matic plug in 45 change gear enough. Nine ball two, yai ball it fly two dear enough. Time fi bury them, them face can't repair enough. Gunshot fi bumble clap, boy we can't. Grand spend right for them bus like nuclear, you know. Even though say fourth generation man, them have to fear, you know. Long gun me walk with them, me touching at the square, you know. People get scared, you know, and start disappearing, you know. God, them know me no way, shot me no bust my gun in the ear, you know. Man, I run jump fence and drop him on steer, you know. If you check him close, you know him piss and shit in there, you know. Broadboard me use and bust him head like a pear, you know. Black scar pull up, who I drive jails and Philip and him have two chrome shoes, they make a Big Matic for me expensive and jumping at the car and with the drive come over there, you know. Me not dep on wild things, so me have to catch you near, you know. Me no shot man for them, come out a doctor in a wheelchair, you know. Right in front of the bar, him bust a flick and pull him beer, you know. Boom, me bust me gun and shot a juke him like a shot and pan the bike, him suicidal level here, you know. Zambia the pillion and him knock it like a snare, you know. Any boy them go for now, miss them now, feel, you know. Boost man, grizzly beer, you know. A bad man, them up here, you know. Popcorn on the black and shot fall like rain, you know. Anywhere you see me, then you know a nightmare, you know. Come for your life, man, collect like a share, you know. Never drop what you put them on in a dirass here, you know. Can't bar rip me from your head, go under the air, you know. So far, you must.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
You can always tell Jeremy's upset when he's playing Bad Man Tune.
Bad Man Tune.
Jesus Christ. Hey, guy, I'm seeing something on the notes about an alien number. What's that about?
Shit, we were going to call this alien number.
Do you have a phone card?
Can we do that, though?
Yeah, I got it. All it's right. Like some girl was... I mean, maybe Odetta can tell this. I don't really...
We're going to... I don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to call a number. Odetta, what happened?
Well, Jack and I were at a wedding this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Our good friend from Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen. He got married and dosed everybody with acid. This weekend at a Shaker Village, and we were hanging out while
Shakers do acid.
What?
Shakers don't, but
they were
but
doing it.
You can do it.
They
in
were
a village.
Doing it. Yeah. Wait. So we were just kind of hanging out, and Jack and I were totally sober, but everybody else was getting kind of loopy around us. And this chick put on this alien pullover sweatshirt that had this really cool alien design, and apparently it's some organization in Nevada. And the number was on her sweatshirt, so we thought that we should call. It's all, it's like a museum of alien.
Oh, yeah,
well, I mean, it is 9 p.m. But
yeah, it's called E.T. Highway.
It's not 9 p.m.
So.
In
it's
Arizona.
It's not 9 p.m. there,
oh,
you're right.
Yeah, let's call it. Let's call it.
Yeah, but we'll
be
like
gonna ask. 7 p.m. there.
Yeah, they're closing up shop at the alien museum.
I got it.
I don't think the alien museum ever closes.
No, I don't know. They, yeah, they're
all right, I'm going to let Armando handle this
all
one.
Right.
I like how my headphones vibrate.
Little alien.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy.
How you doing?
How are you?
I can't understand you.
You can't hear me?
Not really.
Well, let me talk a little bit louder. Can you hear me now?
It's extremely fuzzy.
Fuzzy? Just like my hairball, right?
Sure.
I get one question.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, because I was inside a refrigerator for 2 minutes, and I had kind of was cold. But I got...
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. Well,
I'm a little fuzzy, and I'm trying to get this costume size medium. Do you have it for me?
The which one?
A costume?
Costumes? No, I don't carry those.
What do you carry? Because I was given
jacket
this number.
Stuff.
Excuse me?
I carry t-shirts and jackets.
Oh, I need two jackets and two t-shirts. But I need them shipped to an undisclosed location. Is that possible?
Like the mailbox.
Not without a physical address, no.
Well, there is a physical address.
Yeah, it's the mailbox.
The mailbox. The mailbox. The most important mailbox.
Okay, what kind of mailbox?
Okay, well, it's blue, but the type of hue that this is, it's so physical that I think you should actually get aliens involved.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, there's a few aliens that need two jackets and two t-shirts.
Okay, well, you can place any order online, because right now I'm actually kind of busy and I can't.
How busy? How busy, sir? How busy, sir? How busy? Because these aliens are going to abduct me if I do not get these two jackets and two t-shirts for them from this establishment.
Wow. I gotta say.
It was an interesting route you took, Mondo.
I've
heard better prank calls from you.
No. Okay, listen. I'm glad you give the pranks to Mondo because he's the best at it. But I have to say that was a
why
tough
didn't
one.
You just report
aliens? I didn't know what they were. I didn't know
what a damn alien.
I
could have figured it out.
No. I should have.
It just wasn't as cool as I thought it would be. It was t-shirt.
I should have read the outline or asked about it because if I had known, I could have. You know, I was used to being into that conspiracy shit. I could have brought up the question.
There was that weird sound in the back. I don't know if anybody heard that.
Well, he stayed on for a bit.
Yeah.
But there was an animal. Jack, you're right. There was an animal. There was an animal back there.
He was a comedy.
Yeah, there was like a bird or something.
The line, so
maybe he's dressing
us.
Birds in little alien jackets.
Interesting fellow there.
What do you think about... Hey, Jack, what... He said he's really busy over there right now.
Yeah,
he's super busy.
Listen,
I said, how busy can you be?
This is the peak season, man.
Listen, what is the guy? Look, he must be busy. I don't know.
It's peak season.
Yo, absolutely. Alien
We're all
hunter.
Busy, man.
Hey, Jack, sorry for yelling for a minute.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you yell on these mics, then the phone people can't hear you. At all.
I got it now. It's like one of those type of It's like you pull.
Modulate.
It's like if you pull, you're actually pushing too hard.
So it's called E.T. Highway. It says, Little Al in, Earthlings, welcome.
So what, should I call back now? With
No, he's no, going to, no, you no. know that. He's not picking that number up.
That was it.
He's, I blew it.
He's
I
busy.
It.
That was it, dude.
Aaron, I blew it, dog.
No, come on. He's very busy.
Read it.
At the Alien Museum. He's got a lot going on.
Damn, I should have mentioned Reddit, right?
Things involving
aliens. Yeah, if he would have said Reddit, he would have understood everything.
Yo, Theo, what do you think I should have said to that gentleman on the phone?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you should have just argued with him a bit more about the alien museum.
Well, check this out.
I was under the impression that this was an alien museum.
Right.
See,
but I'm
me
not seeing
too.
No,
but then I heard something about a t-shirt. Then I said
I
a costume.
Respect.
And
total respect.
I heard. I didn't even have headphones on. I heard through the wall. I figured it out. Come on, man.
You see?
Spliff's getting the next one.
Well, thank you for starting off the show.
All right, thanks.
With us. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think a good call in the beginning of the show. Well, I hope you said, Theodore, you're going to go live in a teepee for a little bit when you go to L.A. You might see some aliens, right? You're going to be in the desert, or is the teepee just going to be like...
No, it's not as cool. It's not that cool.
You're
actually.
Not actually going to be like in a real teepee in the middle of the desert?
I think I'm going to be in a teepee, just not in the middle of the desert.
Are you going to be like in a teepee on someone's lawn?
No, I'm trying to find a place to live right now, but my cousin lives in Echo Park, which is very close to my office. And has a guest teepee, apparently, in her backyard.
Is that how people do in California? They have guest teepees and stuff like that?
Apparently.
Ay, ay, ay.
And that is maybe where I'm going to go live
your own
for a month.
Have you seen the inside of the teepee yet? Is it like real, like double RL? Like,
nope.
I
have not. I will send you guys photos
Please.
When I get there.
I would love... Well, next week we'll
I'll call in, and I'll send you photos.
So you're going...
I'm not leaving for a while.
You're not leaving for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm like August 21st.
And you enjoy what you do for a living, right?
I do.
You carry yourself like you're one of these people that maybe enjoys what they do.
I hope so.
I heard... No, I think you do. I you work with cool artists. But
I work with really amazing people.
I always wonder about individuals that work with artists because I wonder, like, you know, like do you call them at home? Do you talk to them and stuff like this? And
some of them I talk to more than others.
I would imagine for a musician, and I don't know as much about electronic music as Jack or Armando or Jeremy do. But
I don't know anything about music.
All right, fair. I would imagine that you know, it's hard to connect with people. Well, this is my personal opinion. If you're on the road a lot, and if you're doing music all the time, and if you're a little bit famous, it might be hard to connect with people. It might feel good to have like a regular person in their wheelhouse, so to speak, that they can speak to.
Yeah.
And you strike me as that.
You'd be surprised at how awesome and personable most of those folks can be.
Oh, who's your favorite guy or gal that you work with over there?
I mean, that's like picking favorite children.
So you like all those people, like Aphex Twins, really nice.
I've never met
him. He's the one that's weird, right?
I've never met him, so I don't know.
Let me ask you something. When he comes around, it's like he's like the guy.
I don't know. I've never met him.
Right. Well, you've never, right, exactly. He doesn't really like, for example, for example, like a Flying Lotus might be in town and
he is wonderful.
He's wonderful.
I love Flying Lotus. And he's a good dude.
Okay, so that's someone that you've actually made like you've actually talked to and made a personal connection with. But for example, like,
did he buy you coffee?
No, he bought me a pickleback once though.
He bought you a pickle? Is that like a drink thing?
Like a shot of whiskey and a shot of pickle juice.
Is he kind of like an interesting guy?
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
He try to get you drunk?
No.
Is he like a nice guy?
Yeah.
Like what kind of nice. What do they like? Do they just hang out? Or they make music all day? Or they? Because you know Aphex Twin, he like lives in like a safe or some shit like that.
Every time I see famous people, I look at their skin.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to figure
out
that dermatological.
About their skin? Come on.
They take care of it. They have insurance.
Nah.
I'm wondering, you know, because I
just
imagine.
Watched the Elliot Smith documentary last night, man. He had bad skin.
Huh? Do you get health insurance at Warp?
I do, actually.
Of course.
Yeah.
Cool. They're a major music label. They get fucking... Cool. Square Pusher's been around for a while. I'm pretty sure that they get fucking
The British are into health insurance.
Yeah, you ever go over there?
I did go over there last year, yeah.
Yeah, but only like one time. You're not like going back and forth like randomly.
I will be a bit, I think, coming up, but I had not so much lately.
Is the UK really kind of a hotbed? Like to be over there doing music is really good for electronic stuff?
I mean, they have their own scene, they have their own thing, just like New York does.
Maybe.
I haven't really spent any time in London, honestly. I was there for like 2 days. The most time I spent in the UK was actually in Scotland.
Yeah, but you're working with British artists, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening there, and I think it's a very different, like, it's just a smaller, more concentrated place.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Shut up, motherfucker!
Yeah.
What's up, Jack?
Like, hey, I imagine in the 90s, record labels probably had so many more employees, no? Is it trimmed down now?
I bet you're right.
Well, I didn't work at a record label in the 90s because I was like five.
That's fair.
She was listening to CDs.
Fine,
and
let's just say like 10 years ago. I don't know.
Before SoundCloud.
You know, labels like the label I work for and other like indie labels didn't. Like a lot of that was very DIY and small and still is like and has grown a bit. But I think honestly, like the people who have felt it, like the changes in the music industry the most in the last few years are major labels.
So the independent labels kind of just like they've been doing it like this.
Independent labels are like, you know, I mean, it's not easy. Like none of what we're doing is easy, but it's not like major labels are like... That they're in such an
major
antiquated
labels. Major labels.
Yeah,
nice to be
they're in such like an antiquated system.
No, I read you. I mean, someone like Universal Records in the 90s was like, this could
just
never
like
fucking
throwing
end.
Money
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, this could like, never break. We're good.
Let's make these crazy Boom. Music videos with like three.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait, I'm loud too. But Theo, don't you think the music videos in the 90s were the best?
Oh my god, I was just watching an Aaliyah video.
They're like,
this
bye. Oh boy! Sorry,
that was not in the 90s.
It was.
That was in the 90s.
It was
90s. No, it was not the 90s.
No, I guess it was like 2000.
Oh boy.
I guess that was.
There were some very amazing music videos happening in like the mid 90s to like the
all the Busta Rhymes videos.
Oh, so good!
Yeah.
I saw him
Williams.
In LA actually,
too bad
like
you
last
blew it on
summer.
Belly.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. You know, a lot of those videos were like.
Did you just say Hype Williams blew it on Belly?
Belly was good.
Jeremy, you know,
it's a well-shot movie, but it's a shitty movie.
Well, right, but all he had to do was shoot it well.
Come on.
But he wasn't the DP, though.
Jeremy, there's nothing wrong with Belly.
No, the editing is great. It looks dope. It's
a long music
video. Hey, Theo, do you like your music?
Nas kind of hacked out his way out of a paper bag.
Armando's hitting Jeremy right now.
Armando's yelling tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, is this coffee from...
We're all really loud.
Is this coffee from Roberta's, dude, that they just blessed me with? But anyways, do you like your music
no
loud?
No one cares.
Like yo, Jeremy, people
care. Yeah, most
care.
Of the time. I mean, I think I need to
Hold
start. I think I need to start wearing earplugs more because my hearing is starting to go.
No, you're just listening to a really oppressive show. That's very loud.
That's a good point, though. I got pitched these like fancy earplugs last
take
time
them.
I covered. Yeah,
take them.
I did. They
I
were weird, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they put them?
Because then you
in
put them
ear?
In, and you're at the show, and you're like, oh, I'm not even really hearing it. You know?
Those are shitty earplugs. You need to get better ones.
They were like $50.
Tell me how I got a beer earlier from Roberta's.
Nice one.
And what happened?
We have a heckler in the peanut gallery.
I was on this roof and someone just handed me this beer. And
That's what you do at Roberta's, man. You watch sunsets. Yo, everyone at Roberta's is having fun except us.
There's a fucking moon. There's beers.
Absolutely. And listen, this is not just any moon. Everyone's telling me, look at the fucking sky. This Aquarius moon means nothing.
I don't think the Aquarius part means anything.
I'm an Aquarius and I don't feel anything.
Yeah, me too.
All right, listen. Thank you, Theodora, for joining us.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome.
We're gonna. This is. I'm. By the way, I'm.
We just getting warmed up.
I'm thoroughly engaged. No, we're gonna listen to Herbert's Living Here for a few minutes. You're listening to Gunwash. If you want to speak to Theodora or us, the number to call in is 718-497-2128. It's a full studio, and we're listening to Herbert Spliffington now, and we'll be back in just a few moments on the Heritage Radio Network.
Gun ready, can't ready. Man, I make tough talk like them can't ready. Gun ready, can't ready. Man, I make tough talk like them can't ready. Anywhere you live, man, busting at your face like a boy in a heart. You're a dead boy, she no sorry. Bane and Saga, shout out them brain and maga. Gun ready, can't ready. Man, I make tough talk like them can't ready. Gun ready, can't ready. Talk like them can't ready. Anywhere you live, man, busting at your face like a boy with no heart. You're a dead boy, she no sorry. Bane and Saga, shout out them brain and maga. All your fear run up in a bad man place. I must cocaine ya swallow. And straight like arrow. Dig them a grave a shallow. All your fear run up in a bad man place. I must cocaine ya. Bradley and rifle turn on every man a look somewhere fi run go. When you see me round at the studio, pussy will me carry my gun go. Pack a man a group up, on the run come now. Baba, slap off a dozen of your congo. Chica press, running board us a jump so. Man a hunt you fi gunk yo. Bane and Saga, shout out them brain and maga. All your fi run up in a bad man place. I must go pay that swallow. And straight like arrow. Dig them a grave a shallow. All your fi run up in a bad man place. Catch him at the shop, I buy something. 3-9 head back, not a nice something. Feather bus, plaka plaka like pumpkin. Leather bus, body bag of my something. Anyway, me confront him. 1 million gunshot and a fun thing. A pussy like you don't deserve a funeral. In a car van, so me dump him, dump him. Bane and Saga, shout out them brain and maga. Oh, you fi run up in a bad man place. I must cocaine ya swallow. And straight like arrow. Dig them a grave a shallow. Oh, you fi run up in a bad man place. I must cocaine ya swallow. Gun ready, can't ready. Man, I make tough talk like them can't ready. Gun ready, can't ready. Man, I make tough talk like them can't ready. Anywhere you live, man, bust it at your face like a boy with no heart. No, you're a dead boy. From a pussy violate, same place we a deal with the matter. Now we are tomorrow to the load them a copper. Don't be afraid, make some sense, chatter. Nice out,
no.
Going for your loot and the fucking lights out. Yo, cross you. Now we're to the top. We're a man a circle them ends. Right from the beat, them a dead with them friends. Pussy, yeah. From a pussy violate, same place we a deal with the matter. Now we're tomorrow to the load, them a copper. Don't be afraid, make some send chatter. We put them head in the bugger. We a deal with the matter now. We not chat and chase, clap it in a face. Clap it in a face that we embrace. The dogs them ready fi go attack. When we make step down a madden body a drop. Make sure you can defend yourself. When you roll up on your block as a nose in a wall. Get copper, kill life stopper. Double more chopper. Skin a fry like El Sherry snapper. Tell me say why me ready fi kick it down. Like we a play soccer. From a pussy fire late. Same place we a deal with the matter. Now we a tomorrow to the load them a copper. We have to make some sense, chaka. We put them in the bag. We are dealing with the matter now. We are tomorrow to the load in my cup of pussy. We not chat and chase, clap it in our face. Clap it in our face that we embrace. Same time, you know, the damage. The world 52, I'm a dead like my mother age.
brain sky we go space.
When I hear bang bang no feel say a gauge.
A fetch with the Dynex a wine in your ears.
Me gun never tell me no. Me trigger finger ever happy ready to kill you. So from your violin anywhere me see you. And go
deal with the matter now. Here tomorrow to the load them a copper. Don't be a fi make some send chaka. Fi put them head in a debug a fi. We a deal with the matter now. Here tomorrow to the load them a copper pussy. We no chat and chase. Clap it in a face. Clap it in a face that we embrace.
Them ready to go attack when we make step down a mad body. A drop, make sure you can defend yourself and you roll up on your black as a nose in count. While I get
none of them know I'm not done in my place. And a pussy out a rock and put the money in my face.
And me name cover your Willardy, your Maxfield, your Walter, Brooklyn, your Flatbush, Babylon, Homestead, Valley's Road. Yo, Fabian, them know a thing going a dog.
The wall of them know I'm not done in my place. And a pussy out a rock and put the money in my face. Any boy this me have to drop in the grave. Rifle a bark and him a take off a wave. You need a go on like a wicked and a brave. And a scream and me rest the hoosiness up on your ears. If man want on the dead then a one tree. Left a rental and a big tree for couple years. Circle and men's everything I get it. We made the a kill every rev like a beam of a kit. Big man back clap and my son the killer step it.
I'm minion cover. Yo, Willardy, your Maxfield, your Walter. Homestead, Valencia. Your Fabian.
The one of them know I'm not done in my place. And a pussy out a rock and put the money in my face. Any boy this me have to drop in the grave. Rifle a bark and him a take off a wave. You did a go on like a wicked and a brave. And a scream on me rip us up on your ears. If man want on the dead then a one tree. Left a rental a big tree for couple deals. Circle and men's everything I get it. We made the market level rev like a beam of a kit. Big bomba club I'm a son the killer step it. 4-10 squad lucky but don't us it. Punish town governor you know if you play around. Shut a run in your skin like a playground. So tell them anyone we step pussy lay down. Messy make the mini key sing like a cranium. Me tape with the bushmaster a disaster. My rough flick hollow tips well your body faster. Me no send boy go doctor fi body plaster. Lay down face flat like a gizada. Anyway them a go get the good up on the plaza. Rifle on the llama, circle on the corner. Camouflage full green like marijuana. When them see me man a choke and a dive can they know from me. Circle them ends everything I get it. We make the a kill every rev like a beam of make it. Big bomba clap, I'm a son the killer step it. 4-gen squad, no people don't test it. Punish town governor, you know if you play around. Shot a run in your skin like a playground. So tell them anyone we step pussy lay down. Messy make the mini key sing like a cranium. We make the mini key.
Ambassador TP Records. We run the round. Cuff and the glow. Have the thing when I make out about. Now I quit some. Flash them just get with peace this time. Don't talk to pills to unknown crime. Make still a bus man to rich this time. Shipment must make the chip next. Just get with peace this time. Them not to talk to pills to unknown crime. Make still a bus man to rich this time. Shipment must make the chip next. Fuck, we spit the sickest rhyme. Me strap with my Glock and my sickest nine. One in on your top is the quickest time. Thing been overdue a time for me get mine. Me dust got the new rubber grip tech nine. It's a chrome and it's a clean, keep it Windex shine. Don't know about them, we are going invest fine. I better tell them send me money quick next. Flash them biscuits, we piss this time. Don't talk to fails to unknown crime. Make still a bus man to reach this time. Shipment must make the chip next. Kiss and them biscuits, we piss this time.
TP Production. Consideration of the foundation. Should I never carry my name, go station. See the sign, Satan application. May I be asked one question? Hey, boy.
What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
How much girl they are, you come here for show?
Don't say that, man. What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
How much girl they are, you come here for show? Know me, I'm lost, me no Muslim, me no Christian. Me no Rex, me no Kitty Pan, me no Tristan. Engine, ready piston. Me no tile it, me no chimney, me no jam, me no chali belly, me no ding dong. My cell phone, every yellow ring pong. Bad family could be hot, charge pong. Me will make your head go up. Hear me no.
What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
You better tell me.
What you want to do with my yard?
How much girl they are, you come here for show?
Don't
say
that, man.
What you want to
girl them. I love me slim girl, but right now I'm rolling poly.
So for the big fat girl them, waga waga girl them. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Like a 600 me crank the girl. Like a father, so me a fun big girl. Quick a bass. So for the girl them, big fat girl them.
I love me slim girl, but right now I'm rolling poly.
So for the big fat girl them, waga waga girl them. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Like a 600 me crank the girl. Like a father, so me a fun big girl. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Give me big fat mumpy girl. Like a 600 me crank the girl. Like a father, so me a man big girl. Right now me a rolling me mumpy. No kukum kum and no iron donkey. Manage the man and no me name Banky. Fat girl me love and it's no anky panky. Beyonce, hot girl Ashanti. Too small for me holy and planky. 52 inch wheels, Victoria panty. Send him
yeah.
A Denise and
52 inch. You know I got 52 inches or something.
Give me big fat mumpy girl.
All right, nobody yell, no yelling. Everyone's tired and aggressive. Thank you, Herbert. Thank you, Herbert Spivington.
I should not have drank that coffee right
now. It's okay.
Now.
Well, you know, Roberta's makes everything extra strong. So strong. Pizza's extra cheesy. Coffee's extra caffeinated.
Extra sleazy.
Bread is extra carb. Gluten-y.
Carbonated, I think is the word you were looking for.
You can call that soda bread, motherfucker.
Welcome to episode 164 of Gunwash.
Yeah, welcome to episode 164 of Gunwash.
Armando's on caffeine.
Armando on caffeine, and Aaron fucks up the interview.
Oh, yeah.
By asking questions that are too... Okay, sorry. Well, we are back on Gunwash with our friend Theodora, who is here
Hi.
To join us and talk about music and other things like that. We heard from Spivington a moment ago. You know, Theodora, I heard that you met some of the crew when you went to the full service party.
Oh yeah.
Which one you went to, the one most recently?
Yes. I'm not entirely sure. When
yeah,
was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was the most recent.
I don't really have a great grasp on like time and space these days.
Listen, hey, you work with Square Pusher. So you wouldn't. That's a joke.
No, mostly I just don't sleep very well and I get a little out of my head.
Did you show up at this
late.
Full service party?
I showed up late.
Yes. You showed up on time.
You showed up on time. If I go to like a full service show, which I
Oh,
don't.
It was great. I danced so much. It was really good.
Full service.
You want to know what's funny about that? I show up at 9 p.m. and I dance a lot too, but it's mostly just me.
I went to a show earlier that night, and then I showed up probably around like 11 or midnight.
That's the best time to show up.
Yeah.
For a full service party.
Things were in full swing.
Do you think that you can go like earlier on in the night and dance, and then
yes,
and then go and dance in the night into
probably.
The night as well?
Probably, I could do that. I try not to. A lot of the shows I have to go to are late shows, so I'm used to just going to stuff late.
So does your gig, so to speak,
my
it involves you have to go to shows and stuff.
I go to a lot of shows.
You go to like a lot, like you go to shows at like,
I went to a show last night actually
last night.
At
Who?
Output.
Oh, at Output?
This band called Howling from the UK. They're on Ninja Tune actually. Well, they're on Counter Records, which is a sub-label of Ninja Tune that I'm going to be working with.
Are you constantly like having to meet with or having to like talk it up and chat it up with like people everywhere about
It's funny, as I was saying, like, oh yeah, I saw this band that I'm going to be working with, and like I try not to be that person.
But you probably like the music you go
I
to
do
see.
Like yeah. I feel lucky because I actually really really love almost everything I work with, and if I don't love it, I at least respect and enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. Did you get
well, you
it?
Couldn't
did
work you, at a label. Where you didn't like the shit. I mean,
I've worked in the past. I've worked with stuff that I didn't totally love.
Okay, tell
like
us. I'm going too deep. But
not
like,
at
what?
A label, but like many years ago, I used to be a radio promoter and like.
Oof. radio.
I know. And I worked with like just the amount of stuff I worked with. I didn't necessarily like want to listen to all of it all the time. Like it wasn't always my thing.
Yeah, it's like welcome to the blah, blah, blah. Like everything's like very like adult contemporaries and like rock and roll.
Well,
and all
I did mostly
stuff, yeah.
like world and electronic music actually. Okay. And sometimes a fusion of the two, and like
they were like Alpha Blondie, come it up now,
or like Thievery Corporation.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Did you feel?
They're like Big D in the kids' table, like fucking like.
Did you feel you were in such a nutshell?
Great question.
No, it was great.
let me answer that in a nutshell, basically like this. That's the joke.
That's the joke.
Sorry, that was my joke. Sorry.
hand gesture jokes don't work on the radio sometimes.
Yeah,
let me show you this thing.
Hey, people, it's a visual.
No. I mean, like, it was... I never felt like I was being, like, put in, like, a box or anything. There was just so much shit that we had to promote that, like, there was no way I was going to love all of it.
You didn't co-sign it.
No, but you developed this nice talent where you learn to pick out the things in the music that you enjoy and, figure out how to, like, talk to people about it. And you're like, you know... I don't really love listening to this, but here's why you're going to.
Yeah, see, it's like you're selling wine.
Or like,
oh, it's totally just. It's yeah. I worked in wine for a little while too. It's exactly see? Like wine.
Oh, you did.
See, or by she's saying got it.
Like, oh yeah, I like how that song is only 2 seconds long.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was over real quick. So when you found out that someone was like, hey, you know, there's this thing at Warp, and you're gonna work with this guy and this group and this group, were you like elated, like, oh my god, my dream is coming?
I mean,
true.
I didn't think I was gonna get the job. Actually,
you really didn't think you were gonna get the job?
No, so I never think I'm gonna get the job.
Oh, so this wasn't someone wasn't like, hey, I got a little thing. You had to go like sit and like interview and talk to them.
No, it was weird actually. I was in I was in LA actually.
Are you from there?
No, I'm from Oregon.
Oh, cool.
I'm from Portland.
Sick.
So you're a weed baby.
My mom's like pretty straight laced.
All right.
She's a very upstanding woman.
Did she straight lace her Patagonia boots out in the Oregon trails?
It's pronounced Oregon actually.
All right.
It's a big point of contention.
I'm from Jersey, so you know, exclude me. Yeah. Do I come off as a rube?
Actually, no. That was totally like a needless comment.
Sometimes I make like comments that I think that I'm like, this might be a joke, but it really isn't.
I lived in Jersey for like 2 weeks when I moved here.
Oof, why?
Because that was where my friend was living on a sheet.
What
free couch?
What part of Jersey?
Perth Amboy.
Oh my God in heaven! Poor baby.
It was okay.
No, it's fine.
I was there for 2 weeks, so it was fine.
And you stay now in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I live in Greenpoint.
All
good
right.
For the next, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Are you excited to leave, or are you like,
people keep telling me, like, oh, did you want to move to L.A.? Are you stoked to leave Brooklyn? I'm like, no,
yeah, they say
not
stoked.
Really. Are you stoked, man?
Yeah, at first they're like, yo, like, dude, same, yo, you know,
hey,
living,
man.
Yo, living, how you doing? You know, living, surviving, like, just the day, you know, the fucking same day, different thing. Yeah, moving to L.A. Oh, dude, are you stoked? Are you stoked? Are you stoked up?
Are you bummed? Are you bummed?
Are you bummed or stoked? Yeah. No, but are you bummed?
I'm neither. I'm going to be back here a lot. I'm actually coming back here for CMJ in October.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be back here for a wedding next year, and I'll be here for work a lot. So I'm not, like, leaving forever.
You know, we should, you know... We want to go out to like LA and do like a little pop.
Hey, we should talk about that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Because we do. Listen, because we do.
Can you guys teach me to DJ?
Yeah, well, that's a Jack thing. I mean, I could teach you how to scratch, but that's about it.
I got you on that.
Yeah, yo, I
got teach me how to spin records.
Oh, dude, this guy will teach you, man. He's got a whole gaggle of people that we can teach.
Whole gaggle.
Yeah.
A murder of DJs.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of that,
do you want to
do a music game?
Sure.
We got time for a music
What's
game,
a
right,
music
Jack?
Game?
I think we're going to play a music game.
Yeah, you want to play
my
a music
God,
game?
I would love to play a music game.
Yeah. Welcome to the Gunwash, a music game with Theodore Carrata. Sorry, I forgot your last name.
That's great, actually.
I love that shit, motherfucker. Jack's like, don't go too far. Relax. Pull it back. Hello, come back. Woo-hoo. I'm excited, are you? All right, coming at you. Jack, this game, I believe, is the Warped versus Rectech, right?
I think so. I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay,
one of the best games we have.
Can you explain to Theodore the game?
So we're going to play a song, and you are going to tell us if this is a Warp artist or if it's our pal Rectech.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. She likes it.
Yeah. So
she better like it.
Wait, before you do that, really fast, I got...
Jack, go!
I got fake fired one day because somebody put a song on. I was like, what is that? And my coworker turned to me and said, it's fucking Aphex when you're fired.
Fuck. So should we not play it?
This is not boding well.
It was a really old EP, to be fair.
Yo, can I tell... Okay, let me just say one thing. Jack, on the commercial break, I like... We got to be careful with this one. She's like... I'm asking
I know. I understand. I got it.
I want to protect this lady. I love her.
I got it. You know?
As long as she's comfortable.
But that's not boding well.
This is fine.
So,
let's do this.
Without further ado, this is Warp or Rectech. All right. So, song one. I'm going to need silence in the studio.
All right.
That was obviously Warp.
Oh, my God. That was
a really bad one. That's Grizzly Bear.
That was the warm-up. That was the warm-up.
I didn't even know that one.
I was like, come on, man.
I know.
Well, just warning to you, that was only the warm-up question. More soon to come.
No, I know. All right, here we go. So, song two.
Well, there you have it, Theodore.
Not,
is it
not warp?
Oh.
Oh. What? Wait, what?
Ah, you're fake.
Oh, my God. I suck. Oof. What was that?
Good thing you're going to work for Ninja Tune.
That was Prefuse 73.
Wow. He's not on warp anymore.
So oh. Jack, you're right. By the way, Prefuse. Wow. Holy shit.
Is that a new
Prefuse? Give her a win. We're going to give her a win on technicality.
All right.
There.
Technicality there. Judges say you
I love
win,
Prefuse.
Theodore. I saw him open for RJD2 when I was like 19.
I was supposed to see him a couple nights ago, but he canceled.
Nah, that's so like him. No, I'm joking.
I don't
he's awesome. Okay, continue, please.
All right. Well, we'll try again. Active artists.
Oh, boy. Say not warp on that one also.
Oh, that's the number one rec technician of the house. Of course,
that
that's a
awesome,
close friend
though.
Of us. Listen, you got to sign this kid. He's the great Bambino.
I don't sign people.
Yeah, clearly.
All right. What
I'm
I meant
actually
to say,
really glad I don't sign people. I don't want that power.
Yeah, all right.
We'll try again.
Right. Sign me.
Warp? No.
That was Rectech?
That was really great. I was just like, that's really good. Maybe it is like some weird obscure warp track.
I have to tell you,
listen,
I say this because he's a
friend. No, he's rad.
He's
Jack sent me his stuff. I like it. It's great. You don't have to sell me on it.
No, I'm not. Listen.
Listen, the idea is to stump you, goddamn.
It has to be in the right hand.
All right, let's try again.
We'll do one more, okay?
I'm failing.
We got a few more.
Okay, go ahead, please. Run the clock.
And then other studio members, I want your guesses too.
Really?
Yeah, you can't put this on me.
All right. Oh, wait, let's go around the room. My guess is that it's Warp.
It's definitely Warp. I know that song.
All right, cool. Armando, your guess?
I think.
No, I was gonna say that doesn't sound like a Rectech cadence.
No, that's
to me.
Definitely Warp.
Yeah.
What was it? Who was it?
That's Plaid.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know those guys. Yeah. They're amazing. They were in New York like last year. Catch them if they come back.
See, you guys are like. See, I know the headliners from your label, but like these other guys, I just don't
that
know.
That was from their last record.
Oh Jesus, I'm way behind.
See, that's good. That's what I wanted to see. That's the kind of skills I wanted to see right
Hi.
Here. Yeah, that's what's up.
All right,
let's see.
We got one
more. We got.
We got a minute. Where's Jeremy? This guy. Speaking of music, this fucking guy.
He could be playing the game if he was here.
Yeah.
Jeremy doesn't like games.
Yeah, you're right about that. Trent Reznor! No. You know, I'm going to say Rectech. Anyone else?
I say Rectech because of the rhythm in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also going to say Rectech.
Why are you copying us?
No. You know
I didn't copy you.
It was definitely the rhythm thing. I'm sorry. I'm always the one saying the guess and the I should let other people talk.
It's okay.
Of course.
It's true. Okay, let's see.
It's true. Shut the fuck
Shut
up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, earlier on, Jack was so agitated, but I was with him, man. I'm agitated too, man.
Yeah.
It's just the day. Today was just weird.
We got one more.
All right, here we go.
Actually, we have like two more.
Actually, we have like five more, so sit tight.
Actually, this is all I have for the rest of the show.
Yeah, we're done after this.
Actually, your show's over.
Leave. He was good.
Yeah, I know. Now
he just got fired.
Now you got fired. How did you get... First of all, how did you guess, and how did you give him up like that? Get him out of here.
Where is that from?
All right. right, check it out.
The fisheries, the mountain streams that are home to a variety of trout.
A variety of trout.
This is old. Very old.
Fisheries that are fresh. Those mountain streams that are home.
Home to a variety of trout.
Home to a variety of trout.
Trout.
I'm going to say Rectek because he was on Pasta Move, and that's from Pasta Move, right?
Any other guesses?
I mean, I don't know what that was. I didn't realize that was a song.
Correct answer.
Yeah. We make art here.
I win.
You know?
Yay.
Yeah, well, Theodore, you did very, very well.
That is a song registered in the Discogs. You know, that's a song. That's an interlude on an album that counts as a song.
Is that like a rap skit?
Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of a skit? No, yeah.
That's a rap skit.
What did I just say?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
The correct answer on that one was Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, that's Wu. Well, shit.
You know, you missed Pray Fuse 73. You got Plaid. So
you only played one warp.
Hey,
thing,
Theo,
so.
I got one unrelated question to like this type of music.
Yeah.
Since Jack just mentioned Wu-Tang Clang.
Clang. Wu-Tang Clang.
Wu-Tang Krang.
My tongue is broken.
It's okay.
Do you like? What Action Bronson? I mean, I'm sorry. Ghostface Killah said to Action Bronson.
I love what he said.
What did he say?
Jack?
He didn't see it.
Oh!
Yeah, he didn't see it.
Yeah, he basically said he's going to murder him. And
yeah, that's par for the course. I'm not like a super big Action Bronson fan. I'm not like not a fan, but I'm pretty like ambivalent about it.
I don't know.
I'd stay out of the rap beats.
Oh, okay. You don't like rap music in general?
No, I like rap music
one
a lot.
Time,
I just stay out of like the... any kind of
I don't know
Armando
stuff.
Got us into beef with the ASAP mob.
That's true.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah,
how?
Yeah,
he did.
Well,
see, I don't fuck with that shit. I don't like arguing
happened.
With people on in the internet.
We won the beef with positivity.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. Exactly. We did win the beef with positivity, and what happened was one of the members of ASAP crew or whatever wanted to come on the show, and there was like some booking difficulty, and then like he said something slick, and then I have to say something slick back, and then I don't know.
I just don't.
And then all of a sudden, my friends came in, like what true pals do, and then we squashed it over positivity.
Yeah, aww. And Jeremy got mad as usual. Obviously, I remember all those times.
Jeremy's missing. It's music time.
Let me tell you something. Jeremy is missing.
Jeremy bailed.
Yo, I have to tell you something, Theodora.
Yeah,
we are. And I know you know people are like yeah, but we're lucky to have this guy Splivington here.
Oh, I've heard amazing things about him.
I know people
what
that
have you heard about him?
Not about his personality.
Yeah, I want to know what like...
I think Allie just told me some Bonnery stories.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that. Oh, okay.
What but, happened? They hooked up?
No. But, no.
No.
Jeremy right. Spliffing, sir.
I just want to know.
Sir Spliffington was the LSD god out there.
Oh, he always is.
Amongst other things.
Batman.
But what Spliffington and I was going to say something really funny, and then I just forgot it because I saw that blonde-haired girl over there.
Oh, yeah.
What about her?
She just tripped, and I just...
No, she did?
Yeah.
I thought you were, like, babe-watching.
No, my eyes, I'm a... That's what Aaron does a lot. Aaron babes a lot.
Babe-watching is my favorite thing to do in the summer.
I like to do that in the morning.
You're at the right place for babe-watching.
I like to babe-watch in the morning, actually.
Ladies in their rompers, riding their bikes.
You're literally behind a piece of glass here. Like, on the other side is nothing but ladies
see,
and rompers,
right?
Basically.
They can't see us.
But you know what's crazy, though? No,
I mean, they can, but like they don't really.
Okay, now I remember my joke. People have emailed me from around the world to tell me that they skip listening to Gunwash just to listen to Sir Spliffington's music.
Yeah, it's true. They sometimes, I mean, it depends on who you are, but for sure, people are like, oh, I really like this talk, but I'd rather just hear Spliffington.
Yes.
Speaking of which, let's listen to some.
Respect.
Well, listen, Theodora is here. We are talking about music and other things. Spliffington is about to play music. We'll be back in just a few moments with the Mondo segment, so come on back in a moment. This is Gunwash. Spliffington, please pull up music. Gunwash.com.
Okay, analogy part massive. With respect global. No, Mr. Garnett.
Oh, Father, out in Zion. And accept your thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
If you know it, sing it. Massive.
Jesus Christ, well, as we enter, God is the name of God, Excel, Little God, Splash and Dash, as we enter.
Oh, Father, art in Zion.
Sir!
You're a vital job today in your prayer.
Sir!
And accept your thanksgiving.
Sir!
Father, we thank thee for all
right.
And for what you're doing in life. Lord is a shepherd and
Faceline!
To lie in
green
pastures.
To last
year,
he lives every time.
Kill me, come to kill me, send cut out the long gun.
Yes, Batman,
long time, who is experienced? Murder people at walk, we no jump over fence. No of them said that them bad and live it all them perfect.
Later,
son, them live in a bush, me stand me out expense.
Sure,
soldier puts his sleep in a tent. Every murder and kill, that is on my first talent.
Early Mountain,
I'm a misband at me with excellence.
Sure,
send me love, so put violence. Me we walk through college and take 10,000 friends. Walk on the back, fire me kill you for 1 cent. Burn all your clothes and all your presents. We dead, say no give me that.
Wrong look a girl man.
We kill Exodus for
settlement.
Peace will be dead, say no give me that argument. Kill me come to kill me, say cut out the
oh, get down, give me some bounty, just go and go out to the more. Now this one, he's reaching out to all the knights and the sexy ladies. Just in elegantly, now Mr. Sanchez. Watch out for the scene.
Tired and weak, so I went on to sleep.
Later.
I worked all day. Dear God, I'm weak.
Later.
There was my baby looking so sweet. Just thinking about beneath the sheet.
What's it?
Turning in a big eye.
Put it up there.
Love me so.
you know, so make you fun. So,
hold on, chooks the killer.
Mitchell.
Okay.
You are to Gary Ricky, Fata, Alitan, Kitty. Now, can't like Sophia Chucky.
Fuck, I fucked up the number.
Are you trying to call the alien?
I got distracted.
Music.
Are you calling my mom?
Yes.
I think he's trying to call the alien.
Let's try this
again.
One more time.
Listen, about that costume.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to start.
I like that that's what you started with.
Little alien.
Hey, how are you? I got this number from a friend, and I was just wondering what exactly you guys are.
We're a restaurant and a bar.
Thank you.
A restaurant and a bar. And where are you located?
In a small town called Rachel, Nevada.
Ah, okay.
It's about 150 miles north of Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, I'm close by. Interesting. So, but the name is, you guys are E.T. Highway? There's some kind of, like, alien theme about it? What's the alien theme?
I have no idea what you're saying. You're kind of breaking up pretty bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said there's an alien theme, like an extraterrestrial theme. Is that right?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, there is. We're called the Little Alien, and it's all alien-themed and whatnot.
That's wonderful. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow.
And whatnot.
Yeah, you know what's fun? You know what's funny is, like, sometimes we, like, I don't know, we work so hard, like, to, like, get spot on with interviews, but Jack just did the interview. You're so good at, like...
You're so good, Jack.
You know what's my new thing?
What is and whatnot, though? We're alien-themed, and whatnot.
Well, he's bored with his lifestyle.
I thought he was so busy.
You know what I mean? Like,
I thought he was so busy.
Well, but listen, I didn't know he was a bar. If it's a bar, then he's busy serving people drinks, I would imagine.
Yeah, green drinks.
Green drink, exactly.
Green drinks.
Fucking Kool-Aid.
Alien protein.
Kool-Aid and Nikes.
Alien
Whoops.
Protein, that does not sound
That's
good.
Like the opposite of a prank call. That's like a direct call.
That wasn't really polite.
We should prank rob someone.
You want to know the funny thing is, again, like, we try hard to get good content, but, like, the call that Jack just did could, like, be on the heritageradionetwork.org, like, highlights of the week, because it's an actual interview and it's short and it's like there's no editing involved. Hey, what are you? We're a bar. What is your theme? Aliens.
Great.
That was heritageradionetwork.org.
Hey, Theo, do you have a dog?
No. No, but I have been watching a lot of dogs lately.
And with that segue.
Mondo. Getting around.
Mondo.
All skilled out.
Woo, yeah.
So they're coming back.
Mondo.
Mental.
Fundamental.
Mondo.
That is the most amazing opening music. Oh my god!
Well, all my friends,
everyone loves it,
but except me. But everyone sings to it.
No, everybody in the booth right now just came in and was like, "Oh, he hates this. He hates this."
That is so special. Well, you're holding your arms in a really weird way that I hold my arms
because it's from anxiety and
the
anti
akimbo.
I do that too all the time, but mine actually go all the way.
Arms akimbo.
Wow, you guys both did that.
It's super weird.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Wow, are you an alien?
Guys are weird.
You guys should you should go to the alien.
I do this all the time though, and I think it's also an anxiety.
You think
thing.
Dogs do that?
You know, I've seen some dogs sit some real weird ways.
And Armando, do you have a dog?
I don't.
Do you have a dog?
Well, Armando, did you get bitten by a dog?
Oh my god, this is.
Oh my god.
Hey, Armando. Hey, Aaron. Did you help Armando get bitten by a dog?
No, wait. Can I tell one story?
Yeah, you tell the story.
Okay. So this past weekend, Armando brought me a skateboard, and I was like so blessed because I was like, oh my god, I'm finally gonna skate again.
I don't like fat people like that don't
Word.
Do anything.
And he was trying to say I was fat, and I was like, I'm so blessed to have this board.
Yeah.
It was a complete, really nice grip tape, very nice. Cruiser wheels, independent trucks, the whole deal. And I haven't skateboarded one time because my knees have been messed up. And
fair
I,
enough.
And I wanted you to be, and I don't want you to be mad.
You need me to massage your leg?
Yeah, later on. And so yeah. after Armando brought brought me the board, he was like, hey, you know, come on over to my house, which is down the block. And we went over there, and he said he wanted to buy some t-shirts off me. Yeah. So he wanted to buy some t-shirts off me, so I brought
literally
some t-shirts
off your body. Or
well, no, I had some t-shirts that I made that oh, okay. a friend of his wanted, so we were cool. you know doing a transaction.
I've had people ask to buy my shirt off of me before.
That's
which was weird.
Actually, Jack had that happen too.
I have a good
too.
Story about that.
Yeah, the Flaming Lips so bought his shirt off his back.
I feel like anytime someone does that, you should do it.
Well, I have listen, a yeah. no.
They're
I
gonna
have
buy
a,
it off your back.
I was at the Flaming Lips show, right, and I was backstage there, and the guy. One of the guitarists sees my shirt. It's a Ducksworth shirt, which yeah. is Aaron's clothing company. And the guy's like, holy shit, my best friend's name is Ducksworth. Bro, I'll give you like an exclusive Flaming Lips shirt if you just give me that. So I took it off and I gave it to him.
Who wants an exclusive Flaming Lips
shirt? No, it was
shirt.
Dope. It was a skull on. And it didn't even say Flaming Jack Lips. It said like up. It said like death or something and it had a skull and it was Let's black. It was a dope
people
shirt.
People tell me that when I wear like polo or some
Let's
shirt.
Be honest. The Flaming Lips were good for a little bit earlier.
Oh, they're bad now.
Yeah.
I have a Dwayne Johnson, like the Rock shirt.
Oh,
that
that's
my
good.
Old roommate got in a dumpster in college.
Will that will this
that's
dog?
A shirt,
hold on a second. Will this dog that almost ate my thumb eat that t-shirt?
Wait, a dog almost ate your thumb?
Can I tell you
hold
a quick
let's
story?
Back up to your
let's
story.
Go back to the story.
We got sidetracked, guys. Sorry.
I go into Armando's house, and I'm always like, listen, I'm like, Armando is very close to my heart. I care about him very much. I want to make sure everything in his life is okay. I get a little trepidatious. We're going to his house. I'm like, okay, the first time, he's like, it's the first time I'm living with someone that I don't know. I'm like, okay, I've done that before. It's a little weird. All right, let's go check it out. Go into the house. Armando seems like he's doing pretty well. He's got like a little room, and then like the room is small, but then up above the room, there's like a loft, which is nice. There's some room, and it seems like he's
I'm
doing really
home.
Well. He's never home anyway, and you know, your home should be just a place to like sleep and relax, and I yeah. think that he's doing well.
Stash things.
So we go in there. We go in there, and there's this dog. And the dog
it's a beautiful dog,
it's a beautiful
though.
Dog. It looks like a dingo. It must be like a Ridgeback.
It's like the type of dog you only see on TV.
Yeah, it was a beautiful dog.
Damn, so why are you
and
yelling,
the dog and the dog gives and he had the Roberta's coffee. You know that's over the top.
Oh right.
Yeah, you know like everything here dog. Is a little crazy. The dog is like comes up because you know I'm a dog owner. I've owned dogs throughout my life and you know I tend to you know everyone thinks they're a dog's best friend. They're like oh this dog must love me because I love dogs or you know whatever. And I'm like oh this dog you know I'm gonna put my hey buddy how you doing and he's like very like you know just like hanging and
very
stuff.
Very wary of us.
And then all of a sudden he just does a switch, tries to snap at me, misses me somehow, and then does another right, like to the right snap.
A shark attack.
And he catches Armando and he like you know sometimes a dog can like get you but just to give you a little thing.
A little nip.
Yo,
he
this
didn't
guy,
nip me.
No, he didn't nip this
oh,
guy.
Geez.
He connected and went into his skin. And I look at Armando's hand, and his hand is like bubbling.
Oh my
like
god!
Like shaking, and
bubbling.
I'm like shaking so much.
And it's like the skin is up, and it's like bubbling blood and plasma.
Oh my god!
And he's like, and Armando's like, come into my room. Like, he's like, come into my room. Come into my room. And
oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Are you okay? He's like, yeah, just come into my room. Come into my room. And I'm like, Mondo, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And then
he's like we're gonna roll up.
Yeah, he's like, and then I'm like, Mondo, like, how are we gonna? I'm like, because the dog's like, like this and I'm like I close the door and I'm like Armando like how am I gonna get out of this
you're stuck there forever
yeah, I'm like, stuck this.
Can
and
I
he's
say
like,
something really
he's
fast?
Like but blood's like dripping on the floor and he's like no he's like no I'm friends with that dog
and I don't think you're friends with
yeah
that
no
dog.
And I'm, like,
I'm not gonna... friends with that dog and let me tell you something about that dog that dog I've been scared of it
Bad
since
dog.
And Jeremy's Spliffington's been coming to my house since to like guard me
yeah,
from that dog. I mean,
gonna yell at the dog. I'm just like,
I don't yell.
Get
I'm only
the
yelling tonight.
I know
that
a dog.
No, get back.
A dog would never bite Spliffington.
It's your roommate's dog. Because
I
would kick
the
shit out of that dog.
Yeah. And by the way, that's you know, if a dog, you put your that's why never. That's why you put your fist. That's
yeah,
why you put your hand at a fist. Yeah,
I learned that like. Yeah. That's what I learned when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know.
But you know, can I tell you guys?
Because if they bite you, you shove your fist down that throat, and that dog will never bite another motherfucker again.
Let me say the final thought to Aaron's side of the story. Though I really felt sad because it's been a while that
that's
Aaron's been to my home.
Sad.
The shit is out. It's been a long time that Aaron's actually been to like something that was like my home, and then he came through. And the first day he comes,
that
his
happened.
Dog mauled my thumb.
The dog. I have to say, we were like Armando and I had this like really like we were drawing and painting all morning, And
that sounds beautiful.
The dog thing bummed me out.
Yeah, I was devastated. Really, I was so devastated.
Draw your feelings, man.
Yeah, it really bummed me out because I felt like
put it on paper.
I felt like it was like symbolic of some shit, and I was like, ah, fucking bummed.
And then and then Spliffington said, oh, that dog doesn't like Aaron.
Yeah, that's what you said. But why do you feel that way?
I think it might have been because you tried to interact with said dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think
every time anyone tries to say hello to that dog, it's like,
yeah.
All you gotta do is yell at it, make sure it's in the corner.
You know, I hear that. Like if a dog gets thick with you and looks like it's gonna be violent,
you have to like
you say no.
Yeah, you gotta be totally OD,
dominant.
Like,
you gotta be the, But
I wasn't trying to take a chance, even though I know that's what you're supposed to do. But I was like, I don't know. And then the fucking roommate's like, oh, is that like, well, this dog? Oh, he's crazy. I'm like, he bit Armando's hand off.
That wacky dog almost bit my roommate's hand.
He's like, let me help you.
This is why I'm a cat man.
You seem like a cat man.
Yeah, well, Eno. Definitely. How is Eno?
Oh, Eno's great. Oh,
you have a cat named Eno?
Rectex, my buddy.
It's a rescue.
It's a good
cat.
Rectex famous.
I think that cat rescued him.
I feel like we got. I feel like we got off track though.
Yeah. Four ways, Mondo. Getting around, Mondo. Off your now. Oh yeah. Does it come in packs with Mondo? Mental, fundamental.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah?
My name's Armando.
Hey.
And,
I don't know why I looked behind you and you said that.
You know why? Because there's a television behind you that has my face really, really big, too.
Really?
But it's from, like, last week.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it was just because your voice sounded like Jack's for a second. I thought Jack was trying to talk
to me.
They
have similar cadences.
It's, Apparently
her ears perked up.
Everyone's trying to have that.
My name is Armando.
And, I hear that you're I read on a piece of paper that you're a writer of some sort.
I have done some writing, yes.
Can you write something for our future guests that are really boring?
Yeah, because guests are so fucking boring.
Because we have like really boring guests sometimes.
Dude, they're terrible.
And then we like cancel the show, or we just end the show, or we have Spliffington play for like a whole hour.
No, you know musicians come in and we're like, can we end this shit?
Yeah, I would love to.
I feel like you can understand our sense of humor and understand.
I think I have a handle on it.
And we've been looking for a writer too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Odette is a great writer. Mondo is a great writer. But we're looking
for
another writer.
Guests. Where did you get this idea?
I don't know.
Well, you know why?
You
know why?
He's right.
I am super right.
Yo,
Spliff.
Word.
I'm not arguing that. I'm asking. Where did you get the idea?
You know why? Because I watched enough programming.
He watched enough Howard TV.
I don't want to answer this.
Did you guys
question.
Finally watch the Gary Shandling show?
Yes.
Oh, Jeremy, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Good. See, because that's where you would have gotten the idea.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you for exposing me. Thank you for exposing me from like 8 years ago, though. But anyways,
Speaking of which, Gary Shandling, wow.
Yeah.
Great show, dude.
And you know what's so funny about Spliffington? That he just made that name up. That's why I'm not even like sweating it. But anyways,
it's true. The show on HBO from the 90s, Gary Shandling show.
Yep. Yeah.
OBH. But we need writers, and I'm about to like fire this whole staff.
I'm out. It's like you're leaving Warped and going to fucking Ninja Tune. I'm leaving Gunwash and going to nowhere.
They said no way.
Going to HBO to the Larry Sanders show.
HBO to go nice. Nowhere.
I like HBO to go because they have movies that I always skipped. And I was like, you know what? If it's on this list, might as well just watch it.
So getting back to writing.
Will you write for our guests in the future, please?
if you want me to, sure.
How much will you demand?
All the money.
Yeah.
How much money do you want?
I want
to give you a lot of money.
How can we receive you?
All of it. No, I don't know. I mean, we can figure it out.
Just start high.
Whatever.
You gotta start high.
She's a record exec.
We'll negotiate.
Tell me how I got a frozen drink earlier.
I'm definitely not an exec of any kind.
Well, I don't know if there are record execs anymore, but if there are.
I'm just not one of them.
No, you are. Start thinking like a record exec.
Aw, thanks.
Come on. Give yourself some credit here.
I'm trying.
I like your watch.
You're on Gunwash Radio.
Thank you.
Do you like this watch we have right here? It's provided by Seiko.
Yo, this
I
fucking
think if
Seiko
bigger
clock.
Than your hand, it's a clock.
That is a really big clock.
Yeah, good point. This Seiko clock is never wrong in any situation ever. It is always
by
the second.
Can we impromptu do a new segment?
It's nuclear power.
Sure.
What about the
a spliff?
Complain corner?
Yeah.
Right.
What's
well,
that?
I think it's when Spliff
it's the Spliff complaint corner.
I think Spliff gives his complaint of the week. Give me your biggest complaint of the week.
I'll just give you my biggest complaint in the last 10 minutes. Can we stop yelling, guys? What's up with the yelling?
Sometimes we feel as though
I got Armando yelling. I mean, Jack, are you like accounting for this or?
Sometimes we feel.
Do you like bring their levels down?
Yeah, I do. But you
oh,
know.
Good, good. This
sometimes
good.
We feel
we got a compressor on there. You know,
I'm not sure
you're not. You're the only one talking. At
dude,
a
I'm level,
level
up all the time.
Jeremy,
baby.
It's the coffee. Mondo had a coffee, and that
no,
fucked
but,
everything.
No,
up.
No, but also I think maybe sometimes in my headphones I talk too loud. I'm like Ed Chappelle skit where I'm like, maybe
really
I'm a headphone.
Your headphones are actually very low.
You know why I'm excited is episode 164.
I wonder what would happen if I did this.
This man is on so much coffee.
I
want to
see
right now.
What happens if I do this. Ready? One, two, three, and keep going.
What?
So your headphones are off. I want to see how you guys talk without the headphones.
Oh, right. I'll put the headphones
yeah, no.
on. Sorry.
I don't like that.
Well, no. Now I'm just like.
Okay, now I can hear.
Oh, our headphones are off?
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
This is the way I sound. This is the way I hear things when I'm on the subway and people are talking normally. And I'm like, I don't want to hear anyone.
You ever
I'm
like go
I'm
inside
sleeping.
A closet and like sing to yourself? That's what I feel like right now.
That sounds
no,
funny.
I know. It's, you guys shoot just me. Need to stop yelling.
Jack's trying
so
to ruin
much.
The show. Thank you, Jack.
Just saying.
That was a really fun social experiment.
Yeah, right?
That was a performance art piece done by Jack Inslee.
Notice how no one yelled.
That was my point.
I'm on the mic right now. Ah!
Yo, let me just say one thing. Let me just say one thing. Okay. Listen, Theodora.
Yes.
Generally, when we're wrapping up the shows around here, we do drops. You know, I mean, you work in music. You know what a drop is, right?
Yeah.
You got to give one. We have to have you giving one because it's part of our process here on the show. Odette is trying to say something to me.
She's
what?
Giving us the middle finger.
We have a few people that are going to do drops.
Oh, okay. Well, bring them in. Come on.
Bring them on in. Yeah, you guys got to go
bring,
in.
Bring all the drops in here.
Oh, I know this drop.
Hey, pal. How you doing?
He said, I know this drop. Hey. Oh, shit.
What's up, man? How you doing? How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey. Hey, Khalid. Aaron. Hey, good to meet you. Introduce yourself on the mic. Get right in that mic here.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys? My name is Khalid.
Hey, Khalid. How you doing? Jacqueline's sitting next
good.
To you. That's your pal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's saying she's not here, but she's here. So let's go around the room. We're going to start with you, Theodore. You're very, very versed in marketing and public relations, so I'm sure you'll have no problem giving a drop. And you can take it away whenever you're ready.
I don't want to start.
No, I think you should. Okay. All right, fine. So how about this?
Can I do one?
Mondo's going to start.
Let's spliff start. I haven't got a spliff drop in I don't know fucking how long.
Oh, my God.
What's happening? Do a drop, spliff.
Hey, what's up? It's Spliff, and you're listening
to That was
to
boring.
At least he didn't
Armando,
yell.
Armando.
I got one.
Armando, how about this? How about this? Armando, suck my dick. You're listening to Gun One.
Oh, wow. That's like drop of the year. Mondo, give us a drop.
Be
to
like,
show our guests.
Armando, suck my dick, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
Right. We're going to...
That wasn't even original.
No, that wasn't.
Well, whatever, man. I hate you.
After Jeremy and Armando stop arguing, we're going to do drops. No, I'm joking. We're fine.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee. Rest in peace, Action Bronson. You're listening to Gunwash.
Wow. Oh.
Hey, this is the... Yo!
Hey, what's up? My name's Aaron. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, this is Trent Reznor. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, this is Bill Paxton. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hi, this is Grace Jones, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah, see, all sorts of people come through to give Gunwash drops. I don't know why you can't just
did you
join.
See, did you just see Grace Jones walk out of here?
Yeah, she ran. With great fervor.
Also, you guys know what drops are by now, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this is Kanye, and I'm saying what's up. You're listening to Gunwash.
Oh, that actually sounded like Kanye, too.
Yeah, and you know, that's great because we didn't have a Kanye drop. Now we have one.
Now we have
one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Theodora, I know the pressure's on in
oh
a way
my God.
That's not.
You can just say your name.
Just say your fucking
yeah.
name.
Hey, this is Theodora, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah, it was good. Well, listen.
Sorry, guys.
From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for coming and joining
hey,
us on
thanks.
This evening.
It was a pleasure to be here.
I know you're about to embark on a musical journey to the West Coast, where
I'll
you're
be
from.
Back. I'll be back.
We, you know, we're going to set up.
And you guys
up,
are going to be out there. Maybe
we're
going to
set
do,
up
like,
shop out there.
Satellite LA Gun Wash.
Absolutely.
It'll be great.
You know, it'll be great. Hey, you want to give a drop with your real name, pal? Come on, just do one.
Do it.
Come on, just.
Yo, it's Khalid. I love French fries, and you listen to Gun Wash.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a fucking drop, motherfucker. Yeah.
Killed. I love that.
Yeah.
One.
Mo.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Armando. Dogs love to bite me, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
Yo, what's up? My name is Armando. I got a staph infection from a dog, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
Hey, my name is Armando. I got MRSA, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Armando, and I actually like you a lot, Armando. I'm sorry they're making fun of you.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
and
drop
listen to
right
Gun
there.
Wash.
I'm always rejected every day.
All right, well, listen, we would like to thank Theodora.
God damn it.
Karatsas.
Karatsis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you very much for coming and joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
That was a fun show.
Absolutely.
So
I had a lot of fun. And
that was a really fun one.
Your knowledge of music
and
culture.
Hey, what's up, Kenny Basil? Kenny Basil tweeted us and said he wanted to die. I felt really
bad about
it. Oh,
shout out to, yo, by the way, even though I just drank Roberta's coffee, shout out to Mixtape Coffee out there that'd be blessing me every day with
those
$8 coffees for like $2.
Shout out to Roberta's for feeding me delicious pizza earlier.
Yeah, Roberta's is great. And I don't have a follow-up to that comment.
Shout out to Roberta for having green broccoli and purple broccoli all the time.
Yeah, word up. Okay, and listen, we'll be back next week with, for more Gun Wash.
A surprise guest.
Yeah,
we got
Action,
a surprise
Action
guest.
Bronson's next week's guest.
Yeah, he got...
Actually, for the faithful listeners, right, I got to make an announcement for the faithfuls. We're going to have a Gun Wash Hall of Fame ceremony, and it's going to be how we close the season this year. So if there's anybody you want to see inducted in the Gun Wash Hall of Fame... You know,
that's why the Whitney was emailing me.
I'm saying, Labana Babylon, Pierre Francillon,
we're going to induct two people this
absolutely.
Year. So,
and I mean, this is like Eric Clapton and Paul McCartney. We're talking like big guys here.
The
and
only
gal.
Guest that's not eligible would be Max Landis
and right. Steely Dan.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
I love Steely Dan so much.
So
Steely Dan.
And
it's a band and not a person.
Steely Dan is a band, you jerk face.
It's Donald and Walter.
And
they're both great.
By the way, there is I don't know if we can talk about this yet. There is an event in September coming up where we're going to do some live Gun Wash stuff.
That's right, September 21st at Roberta's.
Or there's this website I found out the other day called Ducksworth and Why.
Yeah,
they got
right.
T-shirts for $25.
$25, motherfucker.
Wow, it's like TJ Maxx.
And also, stay tuned for more news on that. September 21st, there will be a live Gun Wash event here at Roberta's, and we, of course, look forward to that. And... many more fun. That's a wrap for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Wilkington will soon play music. And, late call-ins are 718-497-2128. Probably no response from Jack, but why not? Call and leave a message. Maybe we'll get back to you later. Shouts to Kenny Basil. Shouts to Ace. Shouts to Little Skittle. Shouts
Max
to Max Bode. What's good? We'll see you next week.
Hurry home.
Stay at the corner. She is a living in the out of a tune. You're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing
canım gazeteci, gel bizim köye, bizde olan türlü türlü halları da yaz.
Anlat hele.
Her zaman saçlıyı başlıyı yazma, biraz da uyuz ile kelleri de yaz. Yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz yaz kardeşim yaz, yaz yaz efendi yaz, yaz. Tütmez oldu köyümüzün bacası, ne gündüzü belli ne de gecesi.
Ağzı ballı.
Yıllar yıldır şu Almanya'da kocası, çoluklu çocuklu dulları da yaz. Yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz yaz kardeşim yaz, yaz yaz efendi yaz, yaz. İstanbul'da fidan boyluyu yazma, yükten kamburlaşmış belleri de yaz. Yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz yaz kardeşim yaz, yaz yaz efendi yaz, yaz. Koca ırmak, madem Taksim'imde var susuz durmak.
Vay deli vay.
Senin bahsettiğin yeğenim ojeli parmak. İçin asırlanmış elleri de yaz.
İnsan.
Done.